someone who's clean with a dirty mind. Downtown, all around, take me on a Jenny ride.
I don't know why. Hey, everyone, welcome to episode 90. 90.
Right?
90.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had this much commitment to anything in my life.
No, me either. Fuck no.
Good for us.
Good for us committing to something and sticking with it, whether people care or not.
What is 21 people?
We care. We care.
Hey, I got a message from Superfan David who told me that a penny for my pussy was coming. Isn't that nice?
Oh, nice.
So,
fantastic,
David. Yeah.
That a penny is coming for your pussy?
Sure. What's going on?
Pennies for my pussy. It's good times. So I decided, speaking of not sticking with anything, I have decided that because the acting business is so crazy lately, and it's not even really worth getting into because it's, you know, because unless you're in the industry, it's lost and the conversation is boring. But things are changing. We've talked about it in the past with streaming media and new media and Netflix and all that stuff, and our union has not anticipated what's going on. So the times are changing, and a lot of actors, there's a whole, like, mom's Facebook page, actresses who play moms on TV Facebook page, and we all kind of commiserate and talk about stuff, and everybody's out there trying to, like, come up with a backup business. Like, what else can I do to make money for when all of this goes to shit and all of us are back to being hobbyist actors again, where you just kind of do it as a hobby, but you have another real job? So my girlfriend and I had gotten together, and we are going to we decided we're going to make some T-shirts because that's not an inundated industry at all.
Sure, not at all. I thought about dabbling in that. People wear them.
Super easy. People wear them. I can't tell you what it's going to say because we haven't trademarked it yet, but it's a funny saying.
Does it say grab him by the pussy?
Yeah, right? People would
buy
those.
What about that shit show?
Fuck. Listen.
You can't pay for that shit to happen.
You can't pay. No, it does not say that. It should, although I couldn't wear it around my house. But here's the thing about this. I tried to sit down and watch the debate yesterday. And
brilliant.
My dude and I had been trying to do date night, and it hadn't been happening. So we had planned date night, and we had to keep postponing it. So we had planned date night for Sunday night because I forgot that it was the debate. Not that I would have given up my date night for fucking Trump anyway. But so we're getting ready to go out, and my son is going to his guitar lesson, and I'm trying to, because my stepdad teaches him guitar.
Okay.
And so we're trying to work around it because my mom is just out of her mind political. And so the debates are like, she was, you know, calling me going, okay, well, listen, can he be picked up by this time? Because 20 minutes before the debate, I get all, like, in my zone, and I don't want anyone to talk to me, and I get ready for the debate, and I prep for it, and I'm, like, in it. And I go, yeah, okay. I don't even think I can, like, I'm going to watch it. Meanwhile, my dude stomps around in the background, like, I'm not even fucking watching it. What's the point? He gets so angry about everything. Not Trump in general. Like, he hates both of them. He hates Hillary with equal vengeance.
Do you know how many people I know don't, I mean, yikes, it's bad. Nobody likes
Well, anybody. Some people won't, you know, I mean, the emails and the, my guy particularly won't get off the emails in Benghazi, which I know is what they're really pushing. And he won't let it go, even though after the first debate, after, he wasn't going to vote. He's one of those people that was like, fuck them both, I'm not voting. I'm going to show them how I feel with my lack of voting. I go, okay, well, then you better be okay with the result, with the outcome. So we don't talk politics because I just get annoyed with him sometimes. And he yells back at the TV during the debate or during what, and I just had to finally say, you need to go watch it in the other room because you're starting to get on my nerves because I'm actually legitimately trying to watch this and you're just yelling at the TV like a crazy person. So last night he was like, I'm not even going to watch it. I said, fine. So although after the first debate, I have to tell you that he was like, that man cannot be president, and I'm really sad to say that I might actually have to go and vote because that man can't be president after watching the first debate. So we go to the movie, went and saw Sully. It was good. And we come back, and I start watching the first debate. My dude makes it about 4 minutes in and is like, nope, I'm done, and he goes in the other room. And I made it about an hour. I did not watch the end because I made it about an hour, and I couldn't take it. What happened to talking about the fucking issues?
How about answering a question?
What happened to answering a question? I was shocked that like 20 minutes in and Hillary still had not talked about any agenda or any plan or anything because he was being such a child. Oh, okay, 2-on-1 then. Okay, no, that's fair. That's fine. That's fine. Oh, okay. And he wouldn't answer any questions. And she, I feel like she's now taken to slinging mud as well because he's just sitting there going, he's shooting one-liners across the bow, which some of them, I mean, you know, there was a couple times where I was like, oh, that was a good one. I mean, not like a good one meaning, I mean, a good one in that base childish where you're like, good one. That's a good one. But he's throwing shit across, throwing one-liners across the bow, and the audience is going crazy. And I'm like, okay, I thought these were supposed to be undecided.
This is a debate.
It's a debate, and they're supposed to be undecided because it's a town hall. So are they undecided, or did they just fill the audience with a bunch of fucking cretins that have no sense of decorum and can't follow a rule about shut the hell up?
I think they both get to invite guests to come because he admitted that there were 4 women in the audience that claimed that Bill Clinton had done something or slept with them.
Which, by the way, I'm sorry. How is that important? He's not running for president. She is.
Right, and I think it's coming to the fact that she allowed that to happen, so how can she say anything?
She didn't allow shit to happen. That's blaming the victim. Now you're going to victim shame?
Mm-hmm.
She was the one who was cheated on.
Do you know what was interesting this morning is that I was reading an article, I don't even know where it was, but
I'm sniffing. The air is really, like, fucked up here. My eyes have been burning. And I'm doing that sniffing thing because he did it again, too. Which, by the way, after the first debate, he was like, what's sniffing? My mic was broken. I don't know what you're talking about. I never sniffed. Oh, like, that's not childish. Listen to it. And his people clearly didn't prep him again because he sounded like a fucking cokehead the second time around.
No,
he started sniffing again.
Microphone placement. No, he was not coached on where to place the microphone so that you don't pick that up. But I'm like, he needs his adenoids taken out or somebody needs to really, an ENT seriously needs to look at him. But you know how he was saying that the grabbing by the pussy thing was a whole locker room banter, he called it, locker room banter?
Yeah, how do you feel about this whole, because here's the comebacks. When I talk to people, I talk to my mom, who's like mortified and in tears with like how awful this man is and how he could be president. And then I talk to my dude, who's like, yeah, but he's not defending it. I mean, he is defending it. He's not excusing it. He's just saying it's locker room talk. It's, you know, Clinton wasn't any better. Bill Clinton was exactly the same. And I look at that and go, okay, as a woman, how do I feel about this? I don't know how I feel about this. Because, yes, am I a total prude and do I feel like men don't talk like that? No, of course not. Of course I know that men talk like that when they're in private. It was a private conversation where the mic happened to be hot. But I'm curious to know what your take on that is, because I know what mine is.
The article that I was reading today is that there are several current pro athletes and former pro athletes that have come out and said, do not use that terminology, locker room banter, because I've never been a part of a conversation like that. And it's disgusting. And I have daughters and wives and whatever. And
yeah.
It just, you know what it did? Because what it makes it sound like is that all men are cretins in the locker room. And that's, it, you know, again, it's not, I don't want to get into the political correctness of it, but when you do that broad generalization that it's locker room banter, what you're saying is that all men are disgusting.
That it's okay. Well, and it also makes it okay. It makes it okay to say, yeah, it's totally fine. Because it's not just, if it was just like, oh, my God, look at that chick. She's so fucking hot. Look at her ass. Oh, my God, she's so hot. That would have been different, I think, for me. Because am I a Pollyanna and think that my guy has never talked to his friends about, like, look at that chick. She's so hot?
I've done it. I've said, oh, my God, that guy's ass is fabulous.
Right, but that's not what he was saying. What
no.
he was saying was, I could go sexually harass that woman. I could go grab her and control her and grab her by the pussy. He's married at this point, by the way, 8 months married to Melania, and who has come out and quoted saying, he apologized to me, and as disgusting as I thought that was, I accepted his apology, you know, and we're moving on. But
this man has daughters.
He's got daughters, and to say,
he
like,
said, did you hear that he said he would, if Ivanka wasn't his daughter, he'd date her?
What? I don't know. I think that what Hillary said at the beginning of the debate about it not just being about grab her by the pussy, it's a bigger, broader, when you look at everything that he said and all the different groups that he's disparaged along the way.
Right.
It's just amazing to me that there were still people in the audience clapping and cheering when he would say, I'd throw your ass in prison. And it's like, yeah, is the email thing still a thing? Yes, it's a thing. She, you know, and she's trying to take it head on, and who knows? Do I agree with the fact that she, you know, probably should have been indicted, and if it was anyone else, would have been indicted? Yeah. Do I think that, you know, do I watch House of Cards and wonder if that's Bill and Hillary?
Right.
I do, because if you watch House of Cards, House
of
Lies, House of Cards, I get them confused.
House of Cards.
The presidential one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's terrifying. And do I watch that, and do I think of the Clintons when I watch that show?
I absolutely do. If I understand correctly, that's kind of what Aaron Sorkin based it on, was like them.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that have gone missing that have worked for.
There's a lot of people who have gone missing or who've died or committed suicide under mysterious circumstances during the Clinton administration.
Well, and as of recently.
So you, I'm not saying that I'm like, before this, I wasn't necessarily a firm, oh my God, I'm going to support Hillary person. So please do not, you know, take this as the first time you decide to write into us, because we're talking about politics, to say Hillary's, you know, a fucking nut job and should be in prison. Because I am definitely one of those people who was undecided. For a long time I was undecided and was swaying towards Bernie Sanders at times, and wasn't sure who I was going to vote for until here comes Camp Trump, and, you know, followed by his basket of deplorables and crazies. And then you go, oh, what's happening? He can't be president. So now we're going to be, it's all going to be Hillary.
My extended family is very conservative Republican.
And what do they think?
Well, actually, I saw them over the weekend. And my uncle, who works for a Christian college and, you know, all this stuff, he said to me, the man is disgusting. I will not vote for him. He goes, I'm gonna vote libertarian.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is all
he
the
goes, and I don't think he's a good candidate either. And I'm like, oh my God, if at this time right now it was Ralph Nader, it'd be a whole different story. You know, if it was a Ross Perot, Ralph Nader third party, Gary Johnson doesn't even know enough.
Yeah,
about
that's the thing. If we had had one of those, if we had had Ross Perot. There was a time where I really liked Ross Perot and thought about voting for Ross Perot back then. And then he fell apart. He completely fell apart. That's the problem, is that these people who – the problem with politics is that nobody likes politicians, but politicians are so slimy, most of them, I think, that they're the only ones who have backbones enough to be able to stay in politics and be able to handle it and handle all the mudslinging and handle all the bullshit and the backdoor shit that happens. When I mean, you watch, I shit you not, you watch House of Cards and you go, this is how our country is run? By a bunch of immoral, you know, handshake deal, do this, scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. And it's all like mudslinging. Nobody's loyal to anybody. It's just, what can you do for me now? Seriously, have sympathetic sniffing. The air is so jacked up here. My eyes have been burning for like an entire month.
In any case, it's for the first time. I also considered not voting for the. And I'm someone who's like, if you don't vote, you don't have a say. Just because I'm like,
Well, this is the problem, though. This is the problem. And this is the problem. This is why everybody's getting out and saying, no matter who you vote for, vote. Just vote. Don't stay home and prove a point. Because what point are you going to be proving when Trump becomes president? Because you hate Hillary, but you refuse to you know, to go and cast a vote. If anything, you got to cast a vote against that, because that guy's fucking crazy. And it's insane to me that people, I understand that the reason why people are, you know, sticking with Trump is because no matter who your candidate is, you're going to stick by them. No matter what Hillary has done, we're going to overlook it because she's my gal, she's my candidate, she's my, you know, and you could justify anything
her
in your
base,
mind.
That's her base.
Her base. Right. It's going to say she's my gal, so she, you know, but, and so I understand that that's what Trump supporters are doing. They're saying, oh, grab her by the pussy, whatever. Like, I've said shit like that when, you know, when I was younger, maybe, whatever. And his base is probably going to say, whatever, it's locker room talk. Bill Clinton was no better. And you go, okay, right, but when was he ever caught on tape or convicted of sexually assaulting anybody? He wasn't ever convicted of sexually assaulting anybody. He wasn't ever recorded saying things like that about women. He wasn't. So how can you sit there and say, oh, Bill Clinton was no better? You don't know how he talked about women. Just because he had an affair, lots of men have affairs, but they don't rape people. They don't assault women and rape them.
Right.
Just because he's a cheater, a filthy dog cheater who cheated with a lot of women, doesn't necessarily make him a rapist. Anyway, my point was, you're going to justify, the base is going to justify anything. But when you look at it, and I understand, there was a time where I understood why people liked Trump. There was a time where I was like, listen, I'm not going to vote for the guy, but I understand why people are voting for him. Because he, when you really listen to some of the stuff he was saying early on, I agreed with some of the stuff he was saying early on about politics, about the, you know, the debt, about what he wanted to do. And then shit got crazy. And then he started just, but his mouth was getting him into trouble because he couldn't just shut his fucking mouth and talk about his agenda and what he wanted to get done. And every time he did talk about what he wanted to get done, it was, well, I'm gonna gather a bunch of experts around me and listen to them. Okay, but what are you gonna do? What are you going to contribute to the conversation? Okay, that's my Keek rant. Keek rant!
Yeah.
Fuck!
Wow. Speaking of grabbing him by the pussy.
Yeah, right.
I was watching Ollie this, you know, Saturday night, and yesterday morning I got up and I was, you know, I sleep in a t-shirt. That's it. Nothing else.
I sleep naked. There was a time where I was sleeping in like a tank top, but now I'm sleeping naked.
I never could get into the sleeping naked in a California thing because of the earthquakes.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, I have clothes next to my bed. I take the cozies that I have on before I get into bed are right there next to my bed.
Well, in any case.
And I've been in a huge earthquake before. You know, you have your wits about you to get up and like put some clothes on before you go running out.
I know.
And be
what
crazy.
Are you looking at?
What are you looking at? You were just talking to somebody off the side.
I have another dog in my house sitting. You keep looking away like at a clock or someone distracting you, or is there something on TV?
No, it's just that when the TV is on, but I when there's something on in the room, you just kind of glance at it occasionally and go, oh. It's like motion.
Yeah.
Squirrel!
I know. I'm like, what is going on? So I have the dog, and I get up, and he's got to go out first thing in the morning. So I open the back door, and I leave it open so he can go do his business and come back. I don't have to leash him or anything. And I had gone in to go to the bathroom. You know, there's a bathroom right by the door, so I went to the bathroom, and I came out. And Mo, the cat, had been bitching and bitching and bitching, so I'm hearing, rom, 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 and all of a sudden, dead silence. It's 6:39 in the morning, dead silence.
He killed the dog. Mo killed the dog.
No. The dog's outside doing his deal, and I'm like, that fucker got out.
Oh.
So I'm barefoot. It's like 55 degrees out, so it's cool. It's pretty cold to walk barefoot. And I go around the house, and there he is with his tail just kind of shaking because he's outside and he's all getting hot in the tail. And I go and I pick him up. But when I bend over, I have to bend over and my ass is towards the street. And if by chance anybody was driving by.
Oh, because you were in the front yard?
Yeah. They probably could have seen my anus hole and a whole lot of Megillah. They would have seen the full Monty.
They would have seen the full Monty for sure, a whole lot. And not at a really great angle either.
No. And so I picked up the cat, and I'm like, dude, you suck. Like, who did I just flash? Hopefully the people across the street were not up yet.
Wouldn't it have been perfect if somebody had been pulling out of their driveway, so it would have been one of those, like, the headlights flashed across it? as they were turning? Oh, it wasn't dark.
That would be like, that would be like driving into your driveway and having raccoon eyes stare right at
you. Yeah, the raccoon eyes. Your entrance would have been raccoon eyes. Would have just been one big raccoon eye.
Yes, yes. And so so that happened. And then, you know, I've been thinking about I was mad at the cat because I'm like, he put me in a bad position. But I was thinking about our conversation of late about my bitterness about not having sex. And I kind of thought that I should do my own Snickers commercial about, you know, when they have the
Snickers. Who would be the, so this one is the angry you? Who would be the regular you?
I would be the regular me.
Who would be the angry you?
I don't know.
Joe Pesci? Oh, no, they already used Joe Pesci, didn't they?
No, who do you think would be angry me? Bobcat Goldthwait?
It's possible.
Could be a good one.
Roseanne Barr?
Yeah. Yeah, that could be another good one. Who could be the angry Girk for the Snickers commercial about me not getting laid? That's the question.
That is the question. Listeners, weigh in.
Weigh in.
Okay, so.
Who would be the angry Girk?
I have to go back to politics for a second because Girk, after all that bitching about not having worked or done any VO in a really long time, she's been very busy doing political attack ads. And your voice sounds fantastic.
Thank you very
much. So, I'm sorry, but Trump's grabbing pussy has been the best thing to happen to you since sliced bread.
Couldn't be better. I walked into a session yesterday, and I said, please tell me you brought me back because you put the clip grabbing by the pussy in. And they're like, no, we can't.
We can't. You're like, come on, let me just slip it in.
That's what he said. But I'm bummed.
Right.
He said the organization that we represent won't do that because they're a little bit more highbrow, but we're hoping that one of the super PACs will. And I'm like, okay.
That's hilarious. I love that it's all these other people that are like, you know what, I hope one of the super PACs, they'll get down in the mud, which attack ads make me crazy, but, you know, whatever. So I was going to bring up.
I mean, the ones I've been doing, they've been using me to do attack ads against Republicans in contested areas, you know, where they're not, it's not a for sure win or whatever. Based on their support of Trump and coming from the point of view of his, you know, disrespectful and disparaging remarks about women. And that's pretty powerful. I mean, you support
Trump. It is powerful, but I have two things that I was going to tell you. I support what?
Trump, you're supporting that, basically. Whether you want to or not, you've got to support all of him. You can't just picky choosy, well, I support his economic or his, you know, social or whatever agenda, and not say that his personal character is something that you don't support. You don't get to picky choosy.
Right.
So what happened is I did a spot, and then they called me back because the rats are jumping ship after the grab them by the pussy comment. They're like pulling the support. I think they said as of yesterday, 16.
So there's two different things the two different directions I want to go with this. One is the Billy Bush angle, because I'm curious to know what you think about the Billy Bush angle. And two is, I have to circle back around, because talking about political attack ads, there is an ad that's airing here like crazy. Do you have Prop 60 where you are?
What is it?
I'm not 100% sure because I haven't read it. Wait, I have the book here. The book. Can I tell you that this is the biggest book in California? This is the biggest general election book I've ever seen. There's so many propositions, or it could just be like 50 pages of people going, what? Why are you voting for Trump? So Proposition 60, Adult Films Condoms Health Requirements Initiative Statute. So in the last election, we voted for a proposition that would make it illegal to require the adult film stars not to wear condoms. So it passed. So now adult film stars have to wear condoms. Well, there's another prop on here saying
to repeal it?
No, but basically the ads. So these are the ads. It's a woman with like short cropped hair, and she's tatted out on her. She's got, you know, tatted sleeves, and she's talking about, now listen, I feel for her. I am not judging her job, but it's hard not to judge her job when she's sitting there like one of those. It's one of those campaign ads where it's like the black room victim sitting in a black room talking about how, you know, I got HIV because I work in the adult film industry, and even though in the last election, you know, we passed a proposition that made it illegal for us not to be able to wear condoms, producers still bully us and make it, you know, and make it difficult for us and bully us into not wearing condoms, and now I have HIV. Please vote, you know, yes on Proposition 60. They play this ad all the time. My children watch this ad. So, because they play it all the time. So meanwhile, luckily, my son is now 13. So it's not, you know, but if my son was like 6 or 7 or even 8, having to sit at dinner hour and watch a commercial that's talking about how producers are forcing me to have sex without a condom and now I have HIV, I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. So there's that aspect of it. But the other day my son is like, what is this commercial? Not like, what is it about? Because he understands it. He's like, what the fuck, basically, is what he was saying. Right. And I'm like, I said, listen, I don't understand. Obviously, people don't have to follow the law if they don't want to. I'm not exactly sure what loophole this is. This is talking about, let's see where the loophole is, where you have to get to the place where there's a loophole. I always like reading the rebuttals against. That's my favorite part of the book. Because sometimes those people are, that's how I know. I cut right to the rebuttal against, because that's how I know whether they're fucking crazy or not, whether the people are batshit, and whether, or you just go, yeah, I guess I'm voting yes, because that the guy who wrote the rebuttal against is crazy. It is putting them at risk without condoms. I don't understand. They spent, so one special interest group apparently has spent millions of dollars drafting Proposition 60 and funding the campaign. They will give the authority to countless lawsuits. Every onset worker could be sued. It gives any resident of California the ability to sue adult film performers who produce adult films, even an injured worker. Okay, so what's they say against it?
What? So if you just felt like it, you could look at the porn.
That's what they're saying, but I have a feeling that they're probably looking at it a little too closely, because who's going to do that?
That you could sue the performer because you don't see a condom?
Apparently so. So this says, make no mistake about who opposes Proposition 60. It's the greedy porn producers. They put adult film performers' safety and health at risk by forcing them to perform without condoms. Recent studies, I'd be curious to know who did recent studies, found that 1 in 4 performers have been sick with serious sexually transmitted diseases. Nobody should have to risk getting a serious disease to keep their job. Let's remind people that this is an industry that never wore condoms until like recently, where they passed a proposition saying that they had to. The profits before safety lawbreaking in the adult film industry is well documented. Cal OSHA have issued hundreds of thousands of dollars in citations against nearly 24 pornographers for violating the rules that clearly require condoms in adult films. They've frequently been blocked by loopholes and enforcement limitations. So I guess this one is supposed to close whatever those loopholes are. But, you watch the commercial and you go, okay, first of all, is it crazy that we're voting on this? Second of all, I understand, and her whole point in the commercial is that it's my workplace and I should feel safe in my own workplace.
Sure.
And I, as a citizen, trying not to judge it, I'm going, then maybe you should choose a different industry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should choose a different industry. Because before recently, it wasn't required. I've watched porn. Ain't nobody putting a condom on. You don't see condoms in porn. And it wasn't until recently that this became a thing. So why are you in this industry? I mean, I understand. Listen, I understand this is her job, and she was bullied into not wearing the condom and ended up getting HIV. But I guess if that's how you make money and you want to wear a condom, then maybe work for somebody else.
Well, or, I mean, if if you can.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
That would be like saying, okay, people that are steel workers and put erect buildings, it's one of the most dangerous jobs.
Are they erecting buildings?
They are erecting buildings with steel rods.
I'm a child.
And before that there were any laws in place, those people were constantly in danger of their lives without protective safety gear and whatnot.
No, and I get it. Listen.
I say to them, hey, it's a dangerous job. You know it going in. Maybe you shouldn't do it.
I understand. No, and I understand that they're workers like anybody else. It's apparently legal. I guess it's legal to make to produce porn films. Is it legal to shoot porn?
Adults. Yeah, I guess it is.
So obviously it's legal to shoot porn. And I understand that these are workers and they need protection as well, but they have protection. There was a thing that said that they have to wear condoms. So apparently there's a loophole. It's just as one of those things where you look at it and go, really? This is ridiculous. This is where we're at. And you feel the need to spend, whoever's behind this Proposition 60, I don't know how they have the money, because they're spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on ads.
But you know who it's got to be?
It's religious right wing?
No, it's got to be the producers have gotten busted by OSHA and fined.
Yeah.
Who are now being constantly watched by OSHA. Because porn is one of the most lucrative businesses ever.
It is, but who has the money to go against them? Whoever did Proposition 60 spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to go against the porn producers.
It's got to be a collective of producers that have already gotten busted for not following the original rule and want to make sure that everyone has to be in the same playing field. That's what I think.
I don't think so. Let's wait. I always look. The other thing I look at, too, I always look and see who the people are, because they always list the names of the people.
Okay.
I always list to see. Okay, so that's my favorite part, is I just go to the pros and cons. I immediately flip to the pros and cons, and I say, okay, so rebuttal to the argument in favor. So these are the people who are against Proposition 60. President of the Adult Performer Advocacy Committee. Former chair of the California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board. Well, why would he be against it?
Because somebody won't beat him.
Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Marie-Louise Nina Hartley Levine. So I'm guessing that Nina Hartley is probably a porn actress.
Yes.
But these are the people who are, these are the people who are rebutting the argument. So now who are the people, and the people who are for it, in favor of board chair of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, former director of the LA County Sexually Transmitted Disease Program, and an HIV-positive former adult film worker, Derek Burks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the people who are against it, a senator for the 11th District, really? Internal medicine infection diseases doctor, and the vice president of Valley Industry and Commerce Association. The Valley Industry and Commerce Association, because you know people, our listeners who don't live in Los Angeles and Southern California, you know where porn is made?
Boom, chicka, wah, wah.
Deep, deep, deep in the valley.
Yep.
The irony of that is not lost on anybody, but there is a section of the valley that is well known for producing porn because they don't use highfalutin, fancy sound stages. They produce porn at houses. One of my friends swore that they were producing mm-hmm. porn in a house that was right across the street from his because the lights were always a-blazin' and there were always fancy, like really expensive cars pulling in and out mm-hmm. because those porn actresses make a lot of money. They drive fancy cars pulling in and out of like the wee hours. So the rebuttal against would be a professor of the UCLA School of Medicine. These are people in for the proposition, PhD, UCLA Bixby Program on Population and Reproductive Health, and the founder of the International Entertainment Adult Union. Apparently they have a union. The IEAU. Listen, it's just, you look at it and go, really? Did this particular prop really need an ad? I don't think it does. Some do because they're a little confusing and you need to make sure you know what you're voting for. Mm-hmm. But did this one really need an ad? They didn't have ads the first time around.
No.
I don't need an ad. I understand. I understand what you're doing.
Well,
whatever. I just need
to. Good luck with that. That's got to be disturbing, though. I don't think I'd. There's so much that's on TV right now. I mean,
there's something about the ad
video games, and there's lots of violence, and there's lots of this, but there's no discernment. There's no
difference. No, there's something about it that's disturbing. And I don't know. There's just so many things where you watch it and go, I feel for you, honey, but there's so many things that are disturbing about these ads.
Now, going back, okay, so.
Okay, so going back to Billy Bush.
That's where I was going to go.
I am interested to see, because when I listened to that audio.
Yes.
And I heard.
Listen to it.
Oh, you have to listen to it, because when I first heard. I've only heard a chunk of it. I only heard the chunk that ends with him talking about grabbing her by the pussy.
How long is that piece?
Maybe 30 seconds.
Can you cue it up and play it?
Let me see if I can find it on my phone. So listen, but going back to it, when I listened to that piece originally, and I'm sure it's much longer, I'm going to have to type a Google search in that says grab her by the pussy, and then I'm going to end up with all sorts of porn viruses. Hang on. I have to say that when I first heard about it, I was mortified. And then when I listened to it, I had more of an understanding about locker room banter, because when I listened to it, it was very much a, don't get me wrong, I don't justify it, and I understand that their locker room banter does not excuse the behavior.
Right.
But when I listened to Billy Bush, it's easier for me to justify where Billy Bush was coming from, because he's interviewing a very powerful, very rich, you know, when you're with powerful people,
Let's hear it, because I've been, and I'm not sure if you have, but I have been around those kind of people, and
yes.
I guess I can go there now. I want to hear what he has to say before I don't want to, it's not that I'm defending him, but his job was to interview the guy, so you just let those people talk and you go, So since I haven't heard the tape, I don't know if Billy Bush actually contributed to it or if he just didn't stop it.
Now this one is...
I was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
Your genetics there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was... And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
Whoa!
Yes!
Whoa!
Yes!
The
Donald is good!
Oh, my man! Anyway, you gotta look at me when you get out of here.
That is
very good. Give me the thumbs up.
You are.
You gotta put the thumbs up. You gotta get the thumbs up.
Okay, we do have meals on first?
Yeah, let me.
It's good. You gotta get the thumbs up. Are you or I will walk in?
Oh, my God.
Is it now they're getting out of the bus?
Yeah, that's it. With a gold. I'm going to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. So the magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You know, the leg. All I can see is the leg.
No, it looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Get out of the way, huh? It's a good night. Good.
It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford, Gerald Ford, remember?
Apple up. Pull the half.
Okay, so that's probably pretty much it, right?
Yeah, see, it's interesting to me.
How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, see, now they're actually talking to the girl they were just disparaging.
Interesting.
Well,
you got a nice co-star here.
Yes, absolutely.
After you. Come on, Billy, don't be
shy. See, this is interesting to me because...
Get over here,
I'm sorry, come here.
The one that I saw
was
very much edited.
I should actually...
It's hard to walk next to a guy like this. Yeah, you get in the middle. There we go.
That's good.
Much better. This is
that's better.
And
if you had to choose, honestly, between one of us, me or the doctor...
No, that's tough competition.
For me... I didn't realize who they, and I'm wondering if they've interviewed her, because she's a soap actress.
Which way?
I think the Young and the Restless.
Here he goes. I'm going to leave you here.
Okay.
My microphone.
Okay. You're gonna. Oh, you're finished.
You're my man. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm gonna go do our show.
So, the interesting thing for me now that I've heard that actually unedited, because I'm changing my tune, because originally I was gonna say, you know, Billy Bush, who is interviewing somebody who's rich and powerful. You obviously, you know I do. When you're around people who are rich and powerful and successful, you kind of, you know,
you go along.
You go along. You're not going to stand up to someone and go, now Trump, don't say that. You know, you shouldn't say that. But the clip that they're showing on the news media, first of all, it bleeps out the swear words, but also it edited out some of Billy Bush's egging on. That was not in the clip. They cut that out. And the only part that they kept in was Billy Bush saying, "Oh yeah, you grab her," or you whatever he said that was just agreeing with him. "Oh, so you grab her, huh? Yeah." And it didn't have the rest of it.
Right.
So
that's why I wanted to hear it before I made my opinion on it.
Hearing it on the news media was like, really? Like, people are really angry that Billy Bush isn't getting the same
he got
treatment.
Suspended from the Today Show. You heard that, right?
Oh, no. Did he get suspended from the Today Show?
Yeah, I think as of yesterday, he was suspended by the Today Show.
Wow.
And supposedly they were grooming him to possibly take over Matt Lauer.
No.
At the point of his retirement.
No, I feel like, and I'm a little annoyed because I feel like they were grooming, what is the other guy's name that was doing? He's kind of disappeared, though, which is a little surprising to me. No, the tall guy, the news guy. You can't have an entertainment guy like Carson Daly or Billy Bush take over for Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer is the guy who leads the first hour. I'm a big Today Show fan. And so I've been watching the Today Show for a long time. And the first hour of the Today Show is news. That's when they do their news segments. And that's where Matt Lauer is really prominent in the first hour. And then slowly they've kind of like, as the hours go on, they've kind of pulled him back and fit other people in there. Because I think he was really hurt. His public image was really hurt after the way
Ann Curry
left. I loved me some Ann Curry. She was my girl.
Yeah.
And the way that whole thing went down with her leaving was crap. And it made him look like shit because it made it look like it was his fault.
Yeah.
And she didn't even rise above. She couldn't even rise above. People, if you have no idea what we're talking about, go back and YouTube Ann Curry's last day on the Today Show. She couldn't hide her disappointment and her hatred for Matt Lauer on that last show.
It
was so awkward. She didn't want to hug him. She didn't want his, you know, he was trying to, his image was really hurt after that because she was loved and it very much made it look like he was the reason why she was fired. Because it wasn't like she couldn't just get demoted and put back to doing the news because they had already replaced her with Natalie Morales. So they couldn't really like, you know, they couldn't give her her old job back. So they basically just buried her. They buried her in, you know, NBC late night somewhere until her contract ran out because she didn't get paid a shit ton of money. But still, that was her dream job. They gave her a year and then they bounced her. She had been with the Today Show for 16 years.
Yep.
But anyway, so no, I did not hear that. So Billy Bush, is he suspended or fired or is he basically just given the Brian Williams treatment?
I don't know. He might get the Brian Williams treatment, but he just left what was it, Access Hollywood, a year ago.
And not even a year. This job was brand new for him. This Today Show job is not even a year old.
So within the last year, he moved his entire family from L.A. to New York for this job.
Yeah.
And so now he's, you know, 11 years later, something that he did was biting him in the ass. That's why, people, we are Girk and Keek.
Right?
This is the times that we live in. You say something that's recorded, it can come back to haunt you. It's a chance.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, I mean, we're not out there disparaging people. We have comments and opinions. But, I mean, I listen now to what he said on, you know, the unedited, uncut version, and you go, wow, he really – you know, he didn't just yes and. He was playing along and egging Donald on.
Right.
And the thing that made it more disgusting for me, more disturbing, and that really hit me more in on a guttural level,
yeah,
was continuing on after they got out of the bus and having them approach the woman that they were just disparaging and talking about, and the way they acted towards her.
Mm-hmm.
And having it be that inside, you could tell the inside joke, and that was more Billy Bush than it was Donald Trump. Billy Bush was saying, oh, well, no hug for the Donald, no hug for the, yeah, go give Donald a hug. Oh, no hug for Billy, come here, give me a hug. And this woman, who has no idea what they were just saying about her, mm-hmm, is being sweet and genuine. She's gorgeous, she's a soap star. She's still on, I think, The Young and the Restless. And hugging
I'd
them.
I'd love to know her take on it.
And I need to look up what that actress's name is, because you know some news channel somewhere,
yeah,
had to have interviewed her. But the news show doesn't, it cuts before, like way before. They never actually, none of the news stuff that I've watched has even addressed what her name is, who she is, what she thinks about it. But that was what made it more disgusting to me, was watching them be with her and talk to her and bait her. Having just talked about her, Billy Bush got off the bus and baited her.
Right.
And then did the whole, yeah, no, walk in between us. Yeah, walk in between the grab me butt, you know, go give him a hug.
Yep. Yeah. Well.
So I guess my tune has changed a little bit towards Billy Bush.
Yeah. We all do stupid things. I mean, I don't know how old he was when he did that. I mean, Donald Trump was 59. I don't know.
Well, Billy Bush has five kids. He's like he's got to be late 40s. I mean, he was not young and naive. It wasn't like he was 20 years old and didn't know any better. He was in his 30s. But my thing is, when you look at stars who've had controversy, I mean, he'll go and hire whoever the PR person is who is their specialty, getting people out of shit. And because whatever happened to, remember the last Access Hollywood or Extra guy? The one who was the audio tape of him calling that woman and wanting to do coke and I'll snort coke off your, what was his name?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Billy Bush has already come out and said he apologized that he was a much younger person then and, you know, he didn't mean any harm by it and blah, blah, blah.
Right. But is that going to be enough? Because look at what they did to Brian Williams. Brian Williams got, you know, he didn't get shit canned, but he got shoved into late night. Look at what they did to Ann Curry. Ann Curry wasn't even she didn't even do anything wrong. She just, you know, they just didn't like her. So they you know,
right,
didn't think she was doing a good job. I have to look up the other guy's name. Hang on.
I don't.
He was recorded. Pat O'Brien. You don't remember the Pat O'Brien scandal?
Oh, Pat O'Brien. Sure. I was thinking of a younger man.
And unfortunately, that's what he's known for. And did he ever really make it back? I don't think he did.
I'm not sure what he's up to.
I don't think his career ever rebounded. Listen, Alec Baldwin's rebounded. He did fine after his recording hit made
and
it public.
And Rob Lowe rebounded very well.
Rob Lowe did okay for himself. Did you watch, by the way, people, if you have not watched Comedy Central's Rob Lowe roast, please do. Because not only is it flat out freaking hilarious, but it ended up becoming more a roast about
Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm. Because why Ann Coulter was there, and she doesn't even defend herself. She's like, listen, you invited me and I'm going to come because I got a book out. And I'm, you know, and she was just pushing her book. But some of the jokes, my dude and I were watching it. I think we found it on YouTube. We were watching it. And if you have Hulu or any of those streaming, I think it's on Hulu now. We were watching it, and we were the first half I was laughing hysterically, and the second half I was more gasping and like laughing out of like, oh my god, holy shit, like I can't believe they were just flat out like by the end of it going, and Ann Coulter with the horse face should just kill herself. Like I don't even know why you're. They were. It was so cruel, the shit that they were saying about her, and yet kind of funny.
Yeah.
But if you have not seen the Rob Lowe roast, it's hilarious because there are a lot of really good jokes.
I hear that even he roasted her. That Rob
Lowe because you get up at the end, you know, the roastee gets to get up and like get everybody else back.
The final word, right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. But I got to tell you, I mean, Rob Riggle, who I love, was hilarious. there's a stand-up comedian gal who I've seen before, but I didn't know who she was. She's got her own show, Blonde, and I had no idea who she was. She was hilarious. And what's his face? Who hosted it? It wasn't Rob Schneider. Who's the other guy that I always get mixed up? David Spade. And David okay. Spade, who was the host, David Spade was really funny.
All right, let's look it up. So okay,
I highly recommend
it. Look up the Rob Lowe Roast.
Yeah.
So this is probably, I think, in all 90 episodes, our first, like, almost 90% political show.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I couldn't help it.
That's okay. It was kind of topical. It needed to be discussed.
I just couldn't handle it. I think after last night, I'm okay with not talking about it, but after last night, and watching the roundtable debate and having the first half of it be like not even remotely about anything that has to do with why I'm going to vote for you and what your plan for the country is and what you're going to do to help us. And it was all just mudslinging. And it went on for so long.
Yeah,
and I was like,
that's what it's all about.
Anderson Cooper, come on, man, rein it in.
She was great. Forget what
the host. I don't know who the host. The other.
Seen her, but I can't remember her name right now. But she was kind of. They were. I thought they did a hell of a lot better than Lester Holt. But in any case.
Yeah, Lester. I was disappointed that Lester didn't rein it in more. And that poor gal that did the vice presidential debate. Jesus Christ, was she under? You know.
I didn't watch it.
She was not even remotely up to that task. I don't know what her resume was, but she was underqualified was the word I was looking for. Underqualified for taking that one on.
Hmm. All right. Well, listen, I have a whole other show that we can do, so we will next week.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess the thing is because I was really apathetic about whether to vote or not, but the truth is we all have to vote. So whoever you're going to vote for, at least vote. Just vote.
Vote.
Okay.
That's our PSA. Get the fuck out of there and vote.
Remember that we have a PayPal account. Double.
Oh, vote. Pennies for Girk's Pussy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pennies for Girk's Pussy. Chime in on who you think would play the angry Girk in a Snickers commercial about me not getting laid. And watch the Rob Lowe roast. So I guess that kind of encapsulates everything. So great to spend time with you. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. I need someone who